Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And we're very glad you could join us for today's special lesson about mothers. Well, we have a question in our title. What's a mother worth? We're going to be learning about the different things that mothers do. Moms have a very important job. I know my mom does have a very important job, and I'm sure yours does too, and Carolyn's, and I'm just curious what your mother does for you and your family. Maybe you can talk about that in English. Carolyn, what does your mom do for you?
Well, my mom does a lot of stuff. She has a full-time job, but she also cooks and cleans and drives us places, makes sure we stay organized, and listens to us when we have problems. And she's a very busy woman because she has 4 children.
Wow. Well, your mom is a very busy woman. My mother is also a wonderful mother. She does a lot of stuff for us, cooking, listening to us especially. She loves to be there for us. And it's time for us to learn a little bit more about what a mother is worth in today's lesson. So open up your magazine and let's begin.
What's a mother worth? Do you ever think about all the jobs your mother does? Do you think your mother is worth her weight in gold? You may certainly feel that way, and mothers do many things for their families. Mothers are cooks, nurses, housekeepers, and childcare workers. Their job descriptions may also include psychologist, tutor, manager, waitress, and more. Each year, the website salary.com tries to put a dollar value on all those jobs. The website figured the number of hours moms spend on each job. Then they arrived at the average hourly wage.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. May is for mothers. In today's article, we'll take a look at just how much a mother is worth. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Housekeeper. Housekeeper is a noun. The housekeeper made sure all the bedrooms were clean. Psychologist. Psychologist is a noun. Psychologists help people solve problems in their lives. Salary. Salary is a noun. John's monthly salary is $2,500. Average. Average is an adjective. The average cost of coats in this store is over $300. Arithmetic. Arithmetic is a noun. I did some arithmetic to find out how much money I made and spent this month. Your more information words are worth one's weight in gold. Worth one's weight in gold is an idiom. Priceless. Priceless is an adjective. Sounds like we'll be learning some really great information. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, our lesson begins with a question. Do you ever think about all the jobs your mother does? Do you think about everything that your mother does? I think this is a good question for us to think about because sometimes I think we take things for granted, especially people who are important in our lives. Do you think this is true, Carolyn?
I do think this is true. It's very easy to forget just how much people help us and how much we need other people in our lives. So today we're going to be talking about what is a mother worth? And the very first line here says, do you think your mother is worth her weight in gold?
And this is another good question. Do you think your mother is worth her weight in gold? Well, what does this phrase mean, to be worth your weight in gold? Well, gold, of course, is very valuable. It's very expensive. But most of the time, a piece of gold does not weigh a lot. However, you probably weigh more than gold. Are you worth your weight if you are completely made of gold? That would be very, very valuable indeed.
Yes, so I do think that my mother is worth her weight in gold. It would be very valuable, worth a lot, because my mother is a very important person. Well, continuing on, you may certainly feel that way, and I do. And mothers do many things for their families. It's true.
That's right. It is true. Mothers are cooks, nurses, housekeepers, and child care workers. Just to start off with, let's take a look at something from that sentence. The key word, housekeeper. Well, what is a housekeeper? That is someone who might clean your house, someone who makes things nice and tidy and neat. And of course, they clean, like sweeping the floor, doing the dishes, making sure things are organized in the house.
That's right. So some people hire a housekeeper to come in and clean their home, but a lot of times it's your mom is the housekeeper. Maybe you can help her this Mother's Day with that responsibility.
I think that's a great idea, Carolyn. Of course, a mom's job might be a housekeeper. Of course, you could also be a housekeeper as well. You could help to make things look nice. So moms are cooks. They cook things for you. They're nurses. Maybe when you're feeling sick or something happens, they can help you feel better. And they are child care workers. Of course, all of these things, all of these words that we're using are actual jobs, professions that some people have, even if they are not mothers.
That's right. And learning more about things that moms do, their job descriptions may also include psychologist, tutor, manager, waitress, and more. So moms have many, many different jobs and many job descriptions. Here we see one that is psychologist, and this is another word from our word bank. A psychologist is someone who studies the way people think so that they can give good advice when we have a problem.
I think that's something that psychologists do. They know how to give good advice. They listen. I also think maybe they help you understand why you think the way that you do. That's what a good psychologist will be able to do. So a mom has this job description. She has the job description of tutor and manager, waitress, and many more. So let's continue. Each year, the website salary.com tries to put a dollar value on all those jobs. We just listed many jobs, and there's a website, salary.com. It'll try to put a dollar value to see how much these jobs are worth.
That's right, and we see that word salary is also from the word bank. If you have a salary, that's the amount of money you make for the job that you have.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's your salary. Do you have a monthly salary? You get paid every month. Or maybe your job is based on the hours that you work. So what is your salary? Well, that is a question that you might not want to ask if you ever visit a Western country. That's kind of a sensitive question. What is your salary? You might be curious, but be careful who you ask. You want to make sure you are good friends with that person.
That's right, but it is good if you are applying for a job that you know what the salary is before you decide to take it. Well, we are trying to put a dollar value on the jobs that moms do. So how much should a mom make for all of the jobs that she does at home?
Well, we're talking about salary.com here, and the website figured the number of hours moms spend on each job. They figured this out, okay, and then they arrived at the average hourly wage. We're going to learn a little bit more about that a little bit later, but let's first look at this word bank word, average. The average of something is when you add up everything and divide by the amount of things. So, for instance, if you have three different numbers, you add them together, and then you divide by 3, that last number is the average.
That's right. And usually you have an average when you are talking about your grades, your grade point average. You want to know what your grades are on average. Well, now it's time for us to join Liz in the grammar gym to learn something more about this sentence, and then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. Then they arrived at the average hourly wage. That's a grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase arrived at. Normally, we use arrive to mean to come to a place, like the plane has finally arrived. But in today's sentence, arrived at means concluded. In other words, the people finally came up with a decision as to what the average hourly wage should be. This use of arrive at is more often in formal situations where people want to talk about plans, ideas, answers, or solutions. For example, after much discussion, the team arrived at this solution. Or, Albert's decision is shocking. How did he arrive at that decision? Now it's your turn to practice. Think of how an idea, plan, answer, or solution is formed and try using arrive at instead. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 worth one's weight in gold 这个成语 worth one's weight in gold 价值等同体重的黄金的意思就是指极其有价值的例如 reliable and capable tour guides are worth their weight in gold 值得信赖又厉害的导游是何等的宝贵或者是 drinking water is worth its weight in gold in the desert 在沙漠中饮用水的价值如同黄金般宝贵好继续我们看的是 average 这个形容词 average 是指平均的例如 the thief is a man of average height 小偷是个身高普通的男人或者是 the average annual income of the people of this town is lower than $30,000 这个镇上的人民的平均年收入没有超过$30,000 average 也可以当名词意思是指平均值例如 Alex's scores are way above average Alex 的成绩远高过平均的分数
What is a mother worth? Do you think about that often? What does your mother do for you? Today we've been talking about many different jobs that a mother has at home. She could be a psychologist, a housekeeper, a tutor, a manager, so many different things. Well, now we're going to learn about Salary.com and how much they think a mother should be paid. Let's get started with our next reading for today.
What's a mother worth? Last year, for a stay-at-home mom, it was $17.80, and the work week for a mom was 94.7 hours. Do some simple arithmetic, and you get a yearly salary of $112,962. Moms who also work outside the home did not put in as many hours,So their mom's salary was $66,979. Either way, hiring someone to perform all the jobs that mom does is expensive. Of course, no one can put a dollar value on the love and support that moms provide. Those qualities are priceless. Take time this Mother's Day to thank your mom.
Well, that is a great idea. So we've been talking about the hourly wage or the average hourly wage that a mother might make for all of the jobs that she does. Okay, at the beginning of this section, we read, last year for a stay-at-home mom, it was $17.80 US. That's US dollars And so that's quite a bit, $17.80.
That's not a bad salary. In fact, it's much higher than the minimum wage, which is about $7 and some cents. So this is $10 more. This is great.
That's right. And we're talking about a stay-at-home somebody. That means you don't have an outside job. You're a stay-at-home mom or maybe a stay-at-home dad. Well, we continue with this lesson. And the work week for a mom was 94.7 hours. Wow. Carolyn, how much is the average? How many hours do people usually work a week?
Well, most people just work 40 hours a week, but I see that moms work 94.7 hours. That's more than double.
Exactly. So moms really are busy. They're busy workers. So do some simple arithmetic and you get a yearly salary of $112,962. Wow, that's a lot that a mother could be making based on all of the things that she does for her family.
That's right, and we get this by doing some simple arithmetic. Arithmetic is a word from our word bank. We'll bring it up here. Arithmetic means that you do some math. Mm-hmm. You just add things together, subtract, multiply, or divide. It's not too complicated, but we call that arithmetic.
That's right. So this is simple arithmetic. But usually I do just use the word math. Anyway, I don't know if you're good at math. I'm not usually very good at math, but maybe some simple arithmetic is okay. Maybe I'll come to the same conclusion. I will get this answer as well. Let's take a look at this other word in the sentence, get. Now, I know this might be an easy word. Of course, you know that when you get something, you receive something. But it's used a little differently here, right, Carolyn?
That's right. Here, get is being used to show the result of something or the outcome. Here, if you do some math, then you get an answer. Mm-hmm. So it's not just receiving something that you can hold, that you get a gift or you get a present. Here, you are getting an answer.
That's right. So you could say 9 + 3 + 4 is, let's see, 16. Is that right? So, I got 16 for my answer. That's the answer that I got, G-O-T. So that's how you use this word, to get an answer or I got this answer.
That's right. Well, now it is time for us to get some information from Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
In today's lesson, we get a monetary value of a mother's worth. We know how many hours mothers work a week, and we also have an average hourly wage. So, if we do the math, an average mom is worth an annual salary of $112,962.
That's right. Just do the math, and we get this astonishing figure. Steve, are you good at math?
Well, I can't say that I am, Ken, but thankfully, we don't need to be good at math to do the math.
No, you don't. Do the math is, in fact, an idiom, and it means figure it out. It's similar to saying put two and two together.
That's right. Do the math just means to reach a logical conclusion, or add up the facts and see what you conclude. It doesn't have to be about mathematics.
If I say X is my conclusion and you dispute it, I might say to you, do the math, implying that you will arrive at the same conclusion that I did.
But in today's lesson, it is about mathematics. And having done the math, we should thank our mothers for the hard work they perform every day.
Yes, we should. 今天我们来学一个口语的句子 do the math. Math 是数学，而 do the math 就是请别人自己算算看。但这句话呢，并不一定是叫人家真的去做一个数学题，它的意思是要对方算清楚，特别是指一个摆在眼前明显的事实。比如说 We can't afford that house with our salaries. You do the math. 以我们的薪水买不起那栋房子，你自己算算看。因此讲这句话的人往往是理直气壮的，言下之意是我说的是对的，逻辑站在我这一边。那今天的课文说 do some simple arithmetic， 做一些简单的算术。那这里呢是真的在计算，也真的算出了妈妈到底值多少钱。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you guys. Right now we're continuing to learn about moms, and let's read this next sentence. Moms who also work outside the home did not put in as many hours, so their mom salary was $66,979, still quite a bit of money.
That's right, it is still quite a bit of money, and the next sentence says, either way, hiring someone to perform all the jobs that mom does is expensive. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of that sentence, we see two words, either way. Either way. So this is a phrase that means it's still true. It doesn't matter about this other fact. It's still true that this happens.
That's right. No matter how you look at it, it's still true. So for instance, maybe someone makes a lot of money. You could say, well, I'm not sure if he makes his money more at his job or because he invests in stocks. Either way, he's making a lot of money.
That's true. Or you could say, well, I think it might rain today, but either way, I'm still going to go to the park and exercise.
All right, so now you know how to use this phrase. Either way, you know how to use it. Well, we're going to continue learning about moms. Of course, no one can put a dollar value on the love and support that moms can give, that they provide, here it says. So you can't put a dollar value on these things. Sometimes we want to say, oh, this is worth this much. But we can't put a dollar value on what our moms provide.
That's right. We see that those qualities are priceless. You can't put a price on them. It's just not possible.
They are priceless. This is a great word to know for something or someone who is very valuable to you. Maybe someone's friendship is priceless. Maybe their words of advice are priceless. That means they're too wonderful. Well, take some time this Mother's Day to thank your mom. That is a great idea. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab. She's also a pretty good mom, actually.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 arithmetic 这个不可数名词。注意它的重音是在 RI 这个音节念成 arithmetic。Arithmetic 是指算术，例如 If my arithmetic is right, I owe you $540. 如果没有算错的话，我欠你540块钱美金。Arithmetic 和 mathematics 不太一样。Arithmetic 是指数字的演算而已，但是 mathematics 是指数学。所以我们看的是 priceless 这个形容词， price 是指价钱， less 是一个否定的形容词字尾，所以加在一起 priceless 是指无价的。例如 because Helen is very humble, no one knows how priceless she is to the company. 因为 Helen 非常的谦虚，似乎没有人知道她对公司有多么的重要。 And let's head back to our teachers now.
What's a mother worth? Well, I hope after today's lesson, you at least appreciate your mom a little bit more. Well, I have a question for you. Which of your mom's jobs is most important to you? Think about all the things that she does for you or your family, and which of these things is most important to you? Carolyn, what about you? What's your answer?
Well, I really appreciate the time that my mom takes to talk to me. It's not easy living so far away from home, and when I get to talk to her, we chat for hours.
And I was gonna say that, Carolyn. I think it's maybe normal for us to appreciate our mothers because they are good listeners and they love talking with us. Well, I think it's time for us to say, actually, Carolyn, we planned something. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I love you, Mom.
Okay. We hope you get a chance to tell your moms you love them too. Now it's time for us to say goodbye, but we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
In our last episode, Sherry was trapped in an alley with a strange man chasing her. Can Sherry get away? Listen in and find out in the next episode of The Stranger.
The taxi driver chased me into an alley that had no exit. Even in the daytime, it was dark and eerie. I looked around desperately for a way out, but no. So I frantically searched for a stick, a broom handle, anything I could use to hit him. Nothing. I was trapped, and we both knew it. I turned and faced him, my back against the wall. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. All I could see was a dark figure moving toward me. I tried to scream. A hand shot out and grabbed my throat. Then I saw the knife. In a flash, he had pressed it up against my face. He was choking me. I was too scared to breathe.
Xiaojie, make a noise, and I'll either cut off your tongue or make a pretty scar on your face. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet! One word, and this will be the last taxi ride you will ever take. Understand?
Mm-hmm. The man swung me around and slammed my face into the wall. I could feel the point of the knife in my ribs. He pulled my arms behind my back and tied my hands with a rope. Then he dragged me over to the taxi and threw me into the back seat.
Now get in and be quiet, or else.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.